guys, welcome back to this Watson chat room. I'm Sean. I'm joined here by my siblings, Craig and Louise.
Every week we upload an episode where we discuss either a movie or a TV programme, and we also take time to answer listener questions and catch up on our weeks.
Movies, question, catch up. Swanson chat room.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Today it was my episode, which is Black Klansman.
Whoa. Oh my god.
So have you guys seen Black Klansman before?
Yes.
I've seen it before. I saw it probably like a year ago. I've seen it, I think I've seen it twice before.
I saw it like when it came out, I think.
So in the cinema?
No.
She would have been a wee baby.
No.
We'd not be able to see it in the cinema.
But then, how, was an 18?
I believe so.
Oh.
An 18?
Well, then, yeah.
Maybe it's a 15.
Have you saw it, Craig?
I've never seen it before, no.
Wow.
Cool film, though. It's a cool, like, it's kind of a film, like...
I don't know what it's a, but...
Yeah. Like, it's a cool idea for a film. I'm surprised it's not been made before.
Yeah.
It's based on a true story. I've been in the trivia about how it's based on, like, the real Star Wars, a real person.
I watched the interview of him, it was not like a year ago, of the real guy talking about
it. Yeah.
I don't know. What's
if you don't know, it's about a guy who, like, impersonates a white person in order to like, get their way into the KKK, to infiltrate them.
Yeah.
And then he has to, like, team up with one of his friends on the force to, like, be him in person while he's him on the phone.
Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff going on, right?
Because obviously a black man cannot turn up in the KKK, like, hi. I want to join.
It'll be a little bit of a contradiction.
A little bit.
Apparently, the original Ron Stallworth wanted Denzel Washington to play him, but he almost got that. But obviously, Denzel Washington's like almost 70, I think, now. So he's old. Okay, boy's old. Or is it in his 60s?
He's old.
So then they just had to just go ahead and get his son instead.
That's his main character.
Oh my god.
Who'd have thought? That's right, guys. John David Washington is the son of Denzel Washington. See, David Washington.
They don't even look the same, to be fair.
Yeah, I don't think they're that similar.
Not really. Like, I feel like the younger one, John David Washington, looks like so clean cut.
Yeah.
Malcolm Washington.
It's not his name.
What?
It's not his name. Just made that up. Right.
All right.
So, Craig, kick off the film then. It's just dead.
Right, guys. So, the film starts with a small video of a battlefield with tons of bodies around, and there's tons of bodies of, like, Confederate soldiers lying everywhere. And some are trying to help the wounded, and whilst others are, like, crying and mourning over the dead. And then it suddenly just intercuts to another video of, like, this guy, like, making, like, an advert, like a propaganda advert.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like a white supremacist kind of video about why people are, the black people are ruining everything or whatever.
They're taking over America, yeah.
Yeah, it's Alec Baldwin who plays that guy. I thought he would be more of a character in this, but he's literally only in that scene. He's quite a famous actor.
But I think that video must be real.
Yeah, but it's like a recreation, yeah.
Yeah.
I would suppose so.
I've looked at it, he's playing a character called Dr. Kennebrew Beauregard, and that's never mentioned in the film, so it must have been a fairy.
Great name.
Yeah. But he must be a famous person if they're going to put him as that, but he's not even mentioned in the film.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't Beauregard, that's the surname of the kids in Series of Unfortunate Events?
Really? I want to watch that.
So maybe it's their dad.
Maybe.
Maybe.
A bit racist, so hopefully not.
Oh.
Yeah, so the film's set in the late 70s.
1979. In Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs.
Colorado.
Colorado. Stars John David Washington, as we spoke about a little bit before. I don't know if you realise, but I actually spoke about that already. He plays Ron, the main guy. Ron Stallworth. Terrible. Speaking of how good the other guy's name was, Ron Stallworth's a terrible name.
Well,
Ron Stallworth. You also got Adam Driver.
He plays Adam?
Flip.
Oh, I recognised him.
Yeah.
He's in Star Wars. And
oh.
That's his most famous role. Marriage Story.
I still have to see Marriage Story as well. I heard he's quite good, really good in
Marriage
that.
Marriage Story's class, yeah. He's really good in that. It's got Michael Buscemi, who I think is Steve Buscemi's son.
He looked. Nice. He I thought it was Steve Buscemi at the start.
There's also the other main character probably is David Duke, who's played by the guy who Topher Grace, who's Venom in Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
He's also in that 70s show.
Yeah.
He's the main guy. He's the main
who's,
character in that.
Who's also like they're all real. Everyone, all these characters are all real people.
They're all real people. Yeah, definitely. Because it's as you said, based on a true story, like pretty accurately. And I saw some stuff about it, about how like you'd think that more of it was made up, but like pretty much all of it's made. Is it? It did happen. Is it, like, some of the weird like.
That's what the guy was saying. Is it the film pretty much accurately just told the story?
Yeah, pretty much like as it happened. Even scary. Like the mistakes they make mistakes that aren't like cool.
Yeah.
But like they would, they're human mistakes. Like for example, like right at the start, the main guy is he impersonates a white supremacist on the phone to the KKK, but then uses his real name by accident.
Yeah.
Silly. A bad move. Right. So like, yeah. So this guy Ron Stallworth, he is a black man, obviously, has been all his life.
Yeah.
He's not a recent convert. He went over to Colorado Springs to join the police. The police.
The police.
And there's a lot of white supremacists in this police force, because they're very white, not necessarily white supremacists, but they're all white.
Was it not in Colorado Springs that was the first place where black, those two black students were the first ones to go to university, like a mixed university?
Is that in Tulsa or something, maybe? I can't remember. I don't remember, to be honest. But it's like, yeah, like, it's a... That would have been like 15 years before that, I'm pretty sure, at this point.
I know.
Which is mad.
But it's like, could you see that, it's a clip of that. In the trailer,
oh, okay.
That the guy's
yeah,
talking
he's
about.
He's like, "Would you want your kids going to a school with black kids?"
Yeah, and then that's what they talk
oh
about.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Because when Ron's trying to get the job, they're telling me like, "There's a lot of race tension in this town. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you can handle it?"
Yeah, like, what are you gonna do if someone calls you whatever?
Yeah,
he's like, "Well, I would just calmly say, blah blah blah."
Yeah,
he's so chill. I mean, like. John David Washington is just like, he's like, he hardly moves his mouth when he speaks. He's like, what on earth? I'm going to say this. I think his voice doesn't really suit his face.
His hair's really cool as well.
Yeah.
He sounds a bit like the police chief from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah. Kind of robotic.
Yeah.
Captain Holt.
He's
the best character in that show, definitely.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, he joins this thing. He obviously, as we said before, he's like kind of at a disadvantage because he's black. So he gets put in this in the mail room, not in the mail room, sorry, the record room. I keep saying the mail room, and by keep saying, I mean in the first take we did of this.
It's so strange as well though, because like I thought it was like police that you're like stationed somewhere, but you can't just turn up to stay. Why I just turned up to the local police station? You got your jobs going.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that would be how it works. I assume you'd have to go through some kind of police academy.
Yeah.
But like, that only would last a couple of weeks, I reckon.
Yeah, fair.
I'm pretty sure like it takes in America it takes less time to become a policeman than does a hairdresser.
That's oh my god.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yikes.
Like, but in barber school is like 3 months and police college is 3 weeks.
Crikey.
Yikes.
And then they hand him a gun and say like, go pat on the back, here you go.
Here you go.
Here you go, have fun. America,
right?
Okay, so yeah, he's in this. He's just sitting doing his thing for a while.
He's working in the mirror room. In the mirror room. He hates it. So boring. And this is where he gets his first. I wouldn't say this kerfuffle, but like
a minor kind of
racism
towards him.
Another police officer there comes up to him. The guy called, was it Andy?
I think
it was Andy. He comes up to him and he's nagging him about finding a specific person.
Yeah.
And he starts like making fun of him because he's just stuck in the mailroom. So then it was because of that, Ron's like, right, I've had enough. So he goes to his captain and he's like, I want to get moved out into the field.
Mm-hmm.
Like get an actual rollout into somewhere that's worth being. Because he thinks he's better than that kind of thing. Because I'll put all like, the duds in the report room, in the record room.
Exactly, but then
he thinks he's like a big show.
Yeah, he's always quite very arrogant in himself, Ron.
Yeah.
And then the captain straight away is like, "No, you can't because you're too."
Which makes sense though, because like, that's what you do. You start at the bottom.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You had no experience in it, so yeah.
Anyway. Like when you go to McDonald's, you start on Chicken Batch. Then you work your way up to initiating. You just like go straight in there. No one's letting you run a shift on your first day.
McDonald things,
you know what I mean? Know what I'm saying?
No.
Actually, no, I don't. Probably yeah, no one else does, apart from Craig.
Yeah.
Definitely no one in the
truth
world.
I still do Chicken Batch.
Truth is, I did it today as well. So, it's a hard life for you. Right.
I choose Batch. Anyway.
I choose Batch. Batch chose me.
It's peaceful, I think. Anyway, sorry, let's carry on.
So, Ron wakes up the next day and from a phone call from the guy, and he's like, okay, here, I've got a thing for you. Yeah. Go to Carmichael's speech.
No, he's buzzing, though. He's like, oh, yes, I've finally made it. Then he realizes he gets there and he's like, because they only gave me it because I'm black.
Yeah.
Because he's like, because they want him to infiltrate, as you said, Stokely Carmichael, who's like one of these massive black activists
from the
1670s.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand when he came to the captain and he said, like, I could do so many things, like, let me go. He said, actually, let me go undercover. And he's like, what do you have that made you go undercover? And he's like, well, he's the only black police officer and no one knows that he's there. So if everyone thinks that all the police are white, he could literally be undercover anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, they don't really take advantage of it. Yeah. They try to point, they're like, well, we can use him here.
Yeah.
I think it would have been like the film. Obviously, it wouldn't be much of a film if he had just done that. But like, it would have made more sense.
It would have
made
way more sense. He could have just infiltrated anything because no one would ever think he's a police officer because there's no black police officers there.
Yeah. He's be super undercover, deep cover.
Yeah. We wouldn't even really need to try because we don't have to wear disguise or anything because no one, yeah.
Yeah. He's just walking around in his cop uniform. Like, well, like, obviously he's not a cop.
Sorry, guys. Fall is Halloween.
Yeah, but so he goes to this, Kwame Ture or whatever.
Yeah, he's changed his name.
Former Black Panther.
Yeah. He's like a big civil rights activist. He's like, as I said, well, I didn't say that, but he is one of like, it's like MLK, Malcolm X, and then him are like the big three.
Yeah.
So then he goes to this thing and he meets Patrice.
Yeah, Patrice.
Patrice, he's got a cool afro.
Patrice and Ron both have very cool afros.
Yes, true.
And Patrice is like very powerful. Like, she's the head of the Black Union.
For the university.
Yeah, and she's like, can you try to, like, flirt his way to the front of the line? He's like, no.
Yeah.
And like, they're all calling each other brother and sister and stuff. It's funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they speak, it's like jive. And like, it's the late 70s at this point, but it's still the 70s.
Yeah. It's funny. I like it. And he, like, switch it on. He talks black sometimes. As he says.
Yeah.
Talks black and talks white. It's quite funny.
That's what he says it to the... to the chief when he's trying to say why she's going undercover.
Is it? Can you talk? Are you able to communicate in an effective manner? Blah blah blah. He's like, yeah, I can talk black. It's quite funny, right? So then this guy starts to speak. Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture. He's like going for it. He's like proper, just like the system is broken. Blah blah blah. Our day will come. Kind of all that kind of thing. Like, don't let the white man beat you down. Like, black culture is beautiful.
Talks about fighting back and things like that.
Talks about like a race war. But, like, he talks about it more like in theory, like as like is like going to be like a war of ideas. It doesn't mean like he's going to like start a war, which is exactly what like the police chief wants them to say so he can arrest them.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's mental to think that now I remember the Louis Theroux documentary, the Ku Klux Klan. And those people there still talking about the race war, and that was in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, well, I remember Charles Manson was like big on that. That's the reason he started killing all those people because he wanted to like make white people think it was black people so they could start a race war.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. What?
Weird guy.
Yeah, probably a massive cult leader would be a bit weird.
A little bit weird guy. Yeah. So then, I think he speaks to him right at the end. He's like, "Yeah, cool." Mm. Nice to see you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. He asked him a question, but, like, he kind of, like, blows him off. He's, like, weird.
He asked him a question, and he says, do you think, it's something about violence. He's, like, do you think that we need to fight back? And he was, like, he comes and whispers to his ear, and he's, like, yeah, get yourself a
Get Yourself a Gun, Brother.
Get Yourself a Gun.
Oh
yeah,
Get Yourself a Gun.
It's coming,
Brother.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, which is like this, like literally like a smoking gun. Like that's exactly what you shouldn't be saying to the policeman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think like they go. Yeah, is it now they go for a meal? Him and Patrice go on a date.
Yeah,
go
yeah,
for a
bar.
Drink. Go for a drink, okay.
And she's sitting talking about how much she hates police people.
Yeah. She's literally just been pulled over, like on the way to the bar.
Yeah, by the racist police officer. Just with Kwame in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, the police and like making them like, and they're kind of just laughing at them, and obviously for no reason they've been pulled over.
Yeah, just because they're black.
It's a bit of a bummer, like.
Aye.
They were holding guns on them, like, come on then, what are you doing? Why are you here? You better leave or whatever. And he's like, I'm not doing anything or something. Like, I'm not resisting or something like that, he says.
But the guy who pulled them over, the police officer that pulled them over, was the one...
Like Andy from the start.
Yeah, the guy who antagonized them in the mailroom.
Called them a toad.
Yeah.
He called them a toad. You toad.
Ribbit. Remember when I said Todd? That was funny.
Yeah. Todd. Okay, then he goes to the boss and he's like, here's what's up. There's no reason to look into it anymore. He doesn't say, like, he's like, oh,
even
no, it's not worth going
he's
for.
He's cut it on the mic. Saying.
Him talking about it. Yeah. Him talking about a race war. Like, whispering to him to get a gun. He's like, nah.
But to be fair, both Ron and who does Kylo Ren play again? What's his character called?
His name's Adam Driver, but he's also called Flip.
Flip. Him and Ron both say that they don't think it was a sincere threat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Ron Flip's like his partner on this. Like he's like overseeing his first mission, kind of.
Yeah.
And at this point, where he sits down and makes the call.
Ron
gets transferred to the intelligence room.
Yeah.
He says, call room.
I might regret this, but you've been transferred to intelligence. So he goes through, which is like the same team that he just worked with. And then, he can't go any further on that last information they find out. So he's sitting on a desk, sitting reading the newspaper, trying to find anything. And that's where he sees an ad to join
the clan.
Yeah.
The Ku Klux Klan.
So if that's when he phones the number, and then he puts on his white voice. I'm doing that little rabbit thing. I don't know what they're called.
Asterisks, kind of like quotation marks. Like, yeah, he can, like talks like in white English or whatever he says.
Yeah, that's what he calls it.
He says like you pronounce all your words set differently.
Yeah, white, pure as white. My sister, pure as white. He talks to like about how much he hates black people and Jewish people and blah blah blah. He's like, which obviously we know he doesn't because he is black himself.
Yeah. And he's got Jewish friends.
And it's like everyone turns around and starts looking at him. What are you doing?
Mm. Yeah.
Then that's when we meet Walter.
Walter on the other end of the phone.
Yeah. And then he's like, what's your story? And Ron makes up this mad, story
about how like a black person like sexually assaulted his sister.
Yeah.
And it's it's very impressive, whole thing he does.
I think it's all on the spot as well.
Walter's
he plays them all really well.
You're the man that we need. And you're like, what?
Exactly the kind of man that I'm looking for. Mm. He's like, when can you meet? He's like, after work on Friday. They got cool, see you then. And then he puts in the phone and then Flip's like, that is who you use your real name? He's like, oh man. Yeah, he's like, looks so annoyed. Because he like, obviously nailed it apart from that.
Yeah.
So then now he's set up a meeting with the Ku Klux Klan. The Ku Klux Klan. People always put this another L in there, but there's no other L. It's Ku Klux Klan.
Isn't it? I thought it was Ku Klux. No, I didn't.
No, it's Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah.
It's Klan.
Yep.
And then. So then he's so obviously the problem here being that he's a black man, so he can't go to this face-to-face meeting.
Yeah.
So then he has to team up.
He's also used his real name.
With Flip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. He also, which undercover is a big no-no, obviously. Yeah. And he goes for this saying, you don't use your real name.
Because he can track his address at that.
Yep.
Yeah, so then he goes to the captain and is like, okay, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to speak on the phone, and then Flip is going to play me in person.
Yeah.
So they have to, like, teach each other, like, their mannerisms and how to, like, be like each other. So, yeah, like, he kind of has to, like, because Flip doesn't speak the same as the white voice that Ron uses, so he has to kind of, like, put it on.
Yeah. He has to, like,
learn
teach off him.
His back. They have to, they learn a backstory together.
Yeah.
And this is where we also
how he uses
find,
his word. It's quite funny.
We also find out that Flip is Jewish because he's wearing a Jewish necklace around his neck.
Star of David.
Yeah.
Yeah, Star of David. Which again would make him think, like, so, like, he's in danger here. And it obviously establishes straight away that he is not a fascist himself, like a Nazi himself.
Yeah,
no. Like, well, not, shows he's not racist. Clansman.
Yeah.
So, like, we like him as a.
Yeah.
As a character. But, like, all three of them, Ron, Flip, and the old girl, quirky guy.
Yeah.
They're a good little team.
Yeah. I think that, it's funny, well, it's creepy on the phone. More like, the guy talks to the group as the organization. Like, yeah. He's like, oh no, we never say. Later on, he's like, oh no, we never say the clan or whatever on the phone. We say the organization.
In case they get, people listening.
Yeah. Even though it's like they're not hiding it, they've got a newspaper article about it.
Yeah.
Right. So they follow this guy, do they not?
Yeah. So Flip goes, they say to Ron, come meet us outside this diner. Come meet me. So then Flip goes sitting outside, and this guy comes. That's not the guy Ron's been talking to on the phone, to someone else. And he's like,
Felix.
And he's like, right, follow me. And
no, he's like, come in my truck, because I can't. Or, yeah.
Yeah, I can't trust you.
Yeah.
Out anywhere else, wherever, yeah.
Yeah.
And the others follow behind.
Which is like, and then he's like, they're like freaking out for a second, because they're like, oh, I didn't think it was going to be like this. Because obviously he's so vulnerable now, because he's in someone else's car.
Yeah,
like anything could happen.
And then Thingy drives along. He's got like a mic tapped to his chest, I think.
Yeah.
And then Ron's driving along behind them.
He's too close.
Yeah.
He gets right up behind them. And then the guy that Flip's driving with.
Felix.
He feels like they're getting followed. No, does he say that?
No, he does. He's like, is that the cops behind us? And he's like, there's a gun under your seat or something to Flip.
Yeah.
And he's like, just shoot if you like need to. And Flip's like, oh, yeah,
Oh, I love to shoot.
Oh,
yeah, cool. I love to shoot, man.
Totally rad.
Totally
rad. I'm American, dude. I love to shoot. Awesome.
Oh. And then very cool. They get, well, no, because then they have to, like, they take a detour and they've, like, what's his name? Ron realizes that they realize, so he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Then they get to the organization and meet Walter.
Yeah, it's like a bar.
Yeah.
They meet Walter, who's like, Walter's a clean cut kind of guy, isn't he? The one who's like, he's got
glasses.
It all together.
Yeah.
He's like the
face of it. He's the leader.
He's the leader of this section
chapter.
Of chapter the clan, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, he seems like an alright guy, but presumably
yeah,
has horrible opinions, but like he is obviously not really that much of a guy.
No.
He seems the most calm, rather than
level-headed.
Yeah, it seems at the moment like he could actually be part of society, whereas the rest of them kind of... What is the guy who's like the really weird one as well?
You get
I don't know his name.
There's the big guy who's like, he was drunk when they first met him.
Yeah, like the chubby guy.
Yeah.
The chubby guy. He's really funny. And there's a film called I, Tonya. A film called I, Tonya. Which is about Tonya Harding, who's an ice skater, and then he's in that, and he's like really funny in that.
Is he?
Is he a similar character?
Like
very similar. He plays like he's like a pretends he's like a intelligence expert or something. He's like, yes, I have 10 years of martial arts experience. Obviously, like he's a big massive fat guy who just like his chin's like sinking into his face. Like it looks like his face is melting because he's so fat. He's like, yes, I have counter espionage experience, talking all that kind of stuff, talking a big game about how he's gonna pull off this big heist and stuff. Pretty funny. But like in this, he's just like, he just plays like an absolute idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your worst of the worst hillbilly.
Yeah,
doesn't really know what's going on because he's just drunk all the time.
Yeah.
Drunk. He's constantly making like racist remarks in that.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah. So then. Is it? I did not expect him to be called that. So like Ron, well, Flip is asking tons of questions, and then Felix is like, "Are you a cop? You ask him way too many questions."
He's also like, "Are you a Jew?"
Yeah.
Hey, you're like, got a big Jew nose or something, he says. Again, obviously, these do not reflect any of our opinions. This is from the film.
Yeah.
Say that in the film.
I believe in this.
And then he's like, I'm not a filthy Jew, or whatever he says. Like, it's like he convinces them somehow that he's like...
He's not.
Obviously not, because he wouldn't be saying the kind of things he is if he was.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, it must be so... Well, obviously it's a movie, but like, if it was based on the real story, it must have been so tricky for him to say all this stuff, like... That was so against.
Even like the actors, it would be very uncomfortable for them to act all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Turned on to like just screaming the N-word and that.
Repulsive things, yeah, it's horrible.
Scary.
And then that clip of that, of you doing that, is like out there. Obviously, in the context of the film.
Yeah, so if you tell a story, you know, I mean, you know, you're playing the bad guy.
Yeah, from what I hear, apparently, like it's much more fun to play the bad guy in a film than it is playing the good guy. You just get going crazy.
Yeah, because I guess you're being someone completely different.
Yeah, whereas like good people, everyone thinks they're a good person, so they're like being, It's very interesting. Okay, yeah, so like he's just like going around in this bar meeting all the people and say like, oh, we have, like we meet up every so often, like we could do these kind of things, we have like shootings and all these kind of things we do together.
It's so weird, it's like, when you talk about it, it's just like a social club, you know what I mean?
It's like a clubhouse kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't feel like they're like an organisation and what they call themselves, it's just like a couple of friends meet up, going to the pub and...
Yeah.
Yeah, just having a chat, but then they talk about incredibly dark things.
Yeah. And then like the next day, or there's much more that happens in that scene.
Not really. And it cuts to the next day, and there's a phone call, and Ron answers it. And then the guy's like, we liked what we heard. No, first of all, he says that your voice sounds different, but he says he covers it very well again. He says he had a cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, again, is like, how is he going to maintain that?
Yeah.
How is he going to maintain this lie? He's like, oh, no, I always have a cold. Just like 24/7, 365 days. Yeah. So, like, what if the investigation lasted like a year?
Exactly.
What would he do?
No, but you do get people like, I swear, Craig, you said you had a cold for about a year.
I don't get, like, why...
Me?
At this point.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Flip just get fed what to say?
And then just speak on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make more sense, I think.
But just before that, Ron and Patrice go out again, and that's when she's like, are you a cop? So she's getting suspicious of him, too. But he's like, no, I'm in construction, actually.
I hate pigs.
Yeah.
I hate pigs, too. Piggies.
Little piggies. We're
not talking about farm animals here, Ron. We're talking about cops. Coppers, you know. Bobbies.
Yeah.
The 5-0.
Right. Yeah, so Walter asks Ron to, be Flip to meet Felix to meet them at Felix's house, and it's his wife that answers the door, but Ron sits outside to like spy and take pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then and they talk about Patrice and how she's so dangerous.
Yeah, because like, she's like a kind of like a She's like a known person to this group of people.
Yeah.
Because she's like a big black activist in the area.
Yeah.
She's the, she's the...
The face in the area.
Leader of the whole thing. Yeah, she organizes all the events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's very cool. She's very cool, like powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Powerful lady. And then what happens?
Felix asks Flip to go down. He's like, I need to show you something. And Walter goes with them too. And he's like, I want to see if you're a Jew. And Walter's like, this is not necessary. Like, he's clearly not a Jew.
Yeah, he's like, what do you want? What do you want? You want to see my whatever?
Yeah. And he's like, can you take a lie detector test?
And he says, oh, you want to see my whatever? He's like, what are you, gay or something? But he doesn't say that. He says much more vulgar language.
Yeah. Like, he makes Felix be like, oh.
Yeah.
But then Ron, because Ron's like, oh my god, so he's like running into the, well, running towards the house, like, I need to do something.
Yeah, because he's like in a room now, like, yeah, you see, there's a lie detector, sorry.
Yeah.
You continue.
So then, Ron, like, runs out of the car with his gun and goes in, smashes the kitchen window, so the wife ends up, like,
screaming and
screaming. Yeah.
Causing a ruckus, so they all
making them all come back upstairs again.
Yeah. His wife's so weird.
Yeah, sure. She's like brainwashed.
Really wants to please him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it, yeah.
She wants to be part of the gang.
Yeah. Is it, she seems like it's so forced whenever she's saying it.
Yeah.
But not really though. She seems what we see her do later, she's like so in.
Yeah. But it just seems like this was before she met her husband, this wasn't her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe though, you never know.
Maybe.
Under the surface, you never know.
You never know.
It's the bit where, like, yeah, like, they go like, that, well, I'll say black man, but that's not what they say. No. It's like, yeah. That black man just broke my window. And then it's like, oh my God. And then they run out with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then Flip takes the gun and just like, bah!
Yeah.
So,
like, fires really
absolutely
like, aggressive.
Proper shoots. And he's like, oh, they're like, wow, that was very impressive.
But the, like, he's probably, he is obviously purposely missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. That'd be why he grabbed it. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that'd be why he grabbed it, so he could miss on purpose. But like, look good doing it.
He looks like he's, yeah.
Yeah. Like a genuine miss. And they're like, oh, very impressive. Because they talk a big game about how they're like, superior or whatever, and like tactical experts or whatever, but obviously they're not.
Yeah.
Whereas with his training, he'll be a bit like more proficient with a gun.
Yeah.
He'll actually shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they invite him. Then to go shooting.
Yep.
And that's where they found out that Flip is actually like a really good shot.
Yeah.
There's two men at the shooting range that were in the army that he'd never seen before. Did that come back into it?
I don't think so. It's just kind of like showing that like this group has like high up members.
Oh,
yeah, the
right.
Clan, it's not, like, you have like smaller chapters, but then there's bigger things going on in the background. But
yeah, like, and they say these people are like are too high profile to know their name.
Aww.
So like obviously they're very powerful people that like are still part of this group.
Yeah,
because they were both soldiers. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
But scary stuff, eh? Scary stuff. Didn't you like it? Yeah, back at that house before, they were talking about how they're planning some big event. They've got like, they keep talking about how they've got this big plan.
Mm-hmm.
They don't actually say what it is. They're just kind of like talk around it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What could it be?
Imagine like Felix. If you see Felix at one point and he's like going around and he ends up going to find Ron Stallworth in the phone book and
goes to his house,
to Ron's apartment. And finds him there with Patrice.
Yeah.
And obviously Ron knows who he is. He's like, can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, no, I must have the wrong address or whatever.
Sorry.
And he's like, you have a nice day now or something he says. Looks right at Patrice and says, you have a nice day now.
Yeah. So then,
and then
when he meets Flip, he's like...
He confronts him.
Yeah, he's like, do you know who... what did he say? He's like, that isn't...
You have a doppelganger or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, you have a black doppelganger. And doesn't say that, but...
And Flip's like, that's not my house.
It's like, my house is on list. It's not in the phone book. He's like, all right. Which is like, so like, up until this point, I was like, Flip seems like he's like a bit of a, like a, maybe not so sharp, but like, you know, I'm like, yeah, he is. Quick thinking.
Yeah.
He's a hardened undercover cop.
Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's no mess about it.
He's at the Mundo.
So then we see all the different group, the rest of the group.
He gets his KKK membership card.
Oh, yeah.
He's fully a member.
Yeah.
Ron.
Oh, my God. I like this film. It's like, there's even just throughout the whole film, there's like, it's having some cool editing and some cool shots and stuff,
yeah,
all the way through it.
I love the music.
Yeah, the music's so good. There's like so like 70s. Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I loved it.
It's kind of felt like it was from like a 70s or 80s like cop TV show.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like Shaft or something like that.
Yeah,
you heard of Shaft? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly what it's like. It's very it's very of its time. Like Spike,
mm-hmm,
Lee, the director, has like a very like clear vision. Most of his films, apparently, But really? This is the one I've seen. Yeah, this is his most mainstream film.
It's so weird because I like Spike Lee. Obviously, I knew who he was. I knew he was so famous. And then someone was like, "So what films has he made?" And I was like, "Obviously he's made this." And I went, "What about our films?" And I've barely heard of any of our films. Really? I know that he's still really famous. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a film that came out this year about black Vietnam soldiers,
and it's got a famous actor in it. I was googling it yesterday. It's got an army now. You have to Google it, but carry on.
That's okay. Okay. Yeah, so he gets his membership card, as you said. He's like now officially. It says, and they're laughing about how like they got this thing. Ron Stallworth is like officially part of the KKK, yeah. Being black.
Black guy.
Yeah. And he puts it on. He keeps that little thing and puts it on his wall. Or something, does he not?
Yeah.
Because it's like a little like memento. Because it's quite funny.
Yeah.
Is that be the kind of thing like that would be like the best thing you ever do in your career, probably?
Becoming a member of a very racist group that hates you.
Right. I found some of that. It's got Chadwick Boseman. He's the Black Panther. He's it.
Yeah, that's cool.
But it also has, weirdly enough, two of the actors from this one we're just talking about right now. Mm. The two. The big fat guy. What's his called again?
Ivan.
Ivan. Oh. He's in it, and so is.
Felix,
yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
And so is Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, cool. Gus Fring.
Yeah. Sorry, I got carried away about that.
Just nice.
You get a film in your head that it's just going to annoy you. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't it like, is this around this time where he ends up phoning David Duke?
Yeah. So
David Duke is a very famous white supremacist, still alive now.
This is, yeah, he was the leader of the Ku Klux Klan for a while, but he was one of the first people that, because obviously the Ku Klux Klan was so big and then it got so much hate and it kind of died down with the civil rights movement. So then David Duke was one of the first people that thought, instead of making it like, let's all just go around in horses and hoods, burning stuff and lynching people, let's try and make it like, legitimize it. So he,
like an organization.
Yeah. So he tried to get elected as a governor.
Yeah, and he tries to stay away from all like the actual like the workings of the clan, and he's like the face of it without actually having to get his hands dirty.
Exactly, yeah. He's trying to change it like from the actual inside.
Yeah, he's trying to legitimize their belief systems, which is, it's a smart way to do it.
But the reason that Ron and contacts,
some would argue that it worked.
Yeah,
and the president right now is blah blah blah.
But Ron gets in contact with him because he actually calls him about his card. He's asking him, "The card's not came yet. When am I getting it?" And that, and then
he's like, "I'll write you down. I'll put you down on the list so I can make sure you get to this meeting."
Yeah.
As a special request from me, he's like, "Okay, thank you very much." So he's like, he's now spoken to David Duke on the phone.
Yeah.
And they're kind of pally on the phone. And he also calls him a true white American.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because is that where he just says about like all like the different ways how he
that's
can
not
tell?
Yet.
Oh, is it not?
No, that was
later on. Yeah.
Okay. So then Flip goes out with Ivan in the car, and then Walter and Felix come up beside them in the car, and they have like a huge cross on the back, and you're like, what the hell are they gonna do?
Take him to his first cross burning.
Really, Craig?
I thought we were going to make a crossbow.
But the Ron keeps sending like police cars to go past, so like they don't do anything.
Yeah, yeah. So they can't do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Ready.
That's the real like. It's funny because in the film, obviously they both get called Ron constantly. That's
yeah.
Funny.
Yeah.
Ron. I think they have like so that is obviously this big meeting, but before this meeting, they have like a little. This chapter has a meeting back at Felix's house, mm-hmm. And it's because Felix's wife keeps coming in and be like, "Can I get you guys anything?" Blah blah blah. But they're like talking about horrible things, and they're talking about
she comes
how,
in with cookies and that.
Yeah, and they're talking about like who they need to have a new leader because the other leader wants to step down. And like, it's just too much work for him now.
It's at this point that Felix takes Ron for a lie detector test.
That was before, yeah.
No.
So Felix, no, the lie detector already happened. This is a different time.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so then, like, the leader currently had taken Flip aside and be like, I don't want Felix to do it. You should do it. Because Felix is, like, crazy.
Yeah.
So then, eventually, he manages to talk his way into getting elected. So, like, Flip, who is a Jew, has managed to talk his way into becoming...
He's a Jew and a black guy on the phone.
Yeah. Simultaneously, mm-hmm. both a Jewish white man and a black man has managed to talk his way into being the head of the Ku Klux Klan chapter in this town.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Which is funny, because it shows the intelligence the army, yeah. of the men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's so easily able to manipulate them into doing it.
It takes a couple of weeks as well. It's not a couple of years. The investigation wasn't that long.
And you get the impression that they've known each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And he just walks in and then gets elected like nothing. Because he's obviously got a bit of intelligence to him, which most of them don't.
Yeah. That's probably what we want to be leaders, just because everyone thinks that you'd have to be an idiot. So anyone who's somewhat intelligent, they think, oh, you must be a leader in charge.
Yeah. Doesn't he say like, oh, I can't, I wouldn't be able to do the duties with my dad sick and...
He says his dad just got sick, so he has to go back and forth.
To El Paso. And then later on, he's like, oh no, I can't go back, I have to go to Dallas to see my dad. He's like, but I thought you said El Paso.
Yeah.
He's like, oh yeah, but I have to go between Dallas and El Paso, somewhere else, blah, blah, blah. And kind of like, mm-hmm. almost, but he manages to talk his way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but like he did slip up there.
It's one of the first slip ups that they've made.
Yeah,
it's a scary one. Oh my god,
it was quite tense. There's a couple of quite tense moments there, to be fair.
Yeah,
whatever I'm doing, my undercover stuff, don't want to mess it up. Just trust me on this one, guys. Don't want to mess it up.
Maybe I've been undercover this whole time, Louise. You're under arrest,
undercover brother.
Never.
I've not been your brother this whole time.
That's right. From birth, that I've been training for this moment.
Crikey. No.
All right. Right, so then Felix, his wife, and then the big fat guy go meet someone.
Yeah, they meet in this guy in this basement. Is it a garage?
Yeah, it's the way they talk about him, he's like some kind of weapons expert or something.
But yeah, and that's where those two guys come in from before. Because that guy, the guy in the garage, gives them a C4. They talk about this as the big plan, but they got the C4 from those two army guys.
Yeah, from the base.
Yeah.
It's very dodgy stuff.
And
which they got a plan to use it against Patrice's group, Black Students Union.
Yeah, because but
they want to target her. They want to kill her.
Because Felix and... You see Felix sitting outside Patrice's house watching her in her car.
Yeah. Find out where she lives.
Yeah. What her car looks like.
It's scary, though, because Felix obviously knows what Ron looks like. Like, the actual Ron has been to his house.
Real Ron.
Real Ron. So then, they're having a meeting in town, as we said before, like a proper meeting, and then David Duke is going to this meeting. So it's like, obviously, he's quite a high-profile figure. He ran for office, so he's like quite famous, and obviously very famous for being a massive racist.
During this meeting is also when the new members of the clan are getting inducted to the actual
ritual.
So Ron is asked by the captain to be David Duke's bodyguard,
like as a bit of a joke to him.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's like messing with him because, like, obviously, like. The clan's people are going to hate him.
Everyone knows he's a racist as well, David Duke. He's known.
And it's going to be full of clan members, and they all know it.
Yeah.
And just before this, he is with Patrice and tells her that he's an undercover detective. So she falls out with him.
Yeah.
Pretty scary stuff, like, because he's actually going to have to go to this meeting, so it's good he did tell, because he might die here.
Yeah, that means exactly. So
he goes to the meeting, but so does Flip as Ron.
Yeah.
He also says, please do not go to this march, because he knows what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The plan was originally that the C4 is going to go off at the march. Well, that's what he thought the plan was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's like talking about, like, and he reveals like, yeah, I'm a cop, and she's like, well, you lied to me, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't possibly be like for black people and be a policeman. And he's like, no, but I am. He's like, I have to do it. Like, I have to, someone has to do it from the inside.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the same idea as David Duke's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a parallel I only noticed right now. Parallel.
Oh.
Scary stuff. But he like, he's a, he goes and still like sticks to his duty as a cop. Doesn't go after Patrice. Like, he like decides to like complete his job as a cop.
Be professional.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
So he's the bodyguard for David Duke, and he's told to stay where he is, and then everyone else goes away and they go do the ritual.
Yeah.
And then they go to do the ritual.
It kind of like cuts between the Black Lives Matter gathering and then the...
Yeah, because during this, there's a... the student union have got this old guy. Who was it again?
Oh, some really old slave. He was a slave at one point or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he was part of the sit-ins and stuff 15 years before. Stuff like that.
Yes,
he was like
he's a talking about his... Yeah.
He was talking about his horrible experiences.
Yeah.
And this is intercut with like a ritual for the Ku Klux Klan. And
yeah, they're all sitting in their robes.
It's quite powerful stuff, to be fair. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice intercut.
Because it shows you like the clear contrast between
yeah.
the two situations.
I think they were talking about how much they suffered whilst the other ones are celebrating getting joining them to do the horrible things.
Yeah, to like want to, they want to be there and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in this room getting indoctrinated into the in the clan.
Yeah.
It's not like there's like two people, there's like 25 or something. In this just in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Scary stuff. And they'll have like a reception after. And then
they
at this
watch
point,
but in the reception they watch Birth of a Nation.
Birth of a Nation, yeah.
Which I actually have a DVD, believe it or not. I got in the library for free. And I thought I'll never see this again.
Got a light reading?
No, I never watched it, but that's a really weird film as well, because apparently like it's one of the like first
like blockbusters.
Blockbuster yeah. films, yeah. It's like
yeah.
for its time was the best film ever made, but obviously it's horrendous. It's very. Yeah. I do want to watch it just to see how horrible it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's scary stuff.
Yeah. It glorifies the Ku Klux Klan, and it's like yeah.
Yeah. It's because the Klan had kind of three main generations, I think. Like I had a. It's birthed in the 1800s, and it had a kind of resurgence in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Like just during the First World War, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And it's because it was obviously a push for civil rights and stuff, and then it kind of fell off after that, and then came back in the 60s.
Yeah.
And then the modern Ku Klux Klan that we know now is that still that same one.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's been going on for ages.
God. Actually, that's like... Racism never dies, right?
No. And then they go back into like the big hall thing for like drinks and stuff, and it like pans along the staff that are catering at it, and there's
all
like
black.
Two white women. They're like, no, the two white women are like smiling, having a great time, and then yeah, all the black servers are like straight faced.
Yeah.
And there's that one at the end. It's like, I would have never said yes if I knew that this was what was going to.
It's what like Ron asks to take a picture with David Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
which is like a bit of a joke as well.
And he waits.
Until it's just about to be done.
And he grabs them both. He holds them.
Grabs them both. And then they're like, get off me!
Yeah.
But then he got this photo now of him hugging David Duke and this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, obviously not a good look for them for the both of them.
No.
And he's like so mad at him.
You see, like, Felix and the Mr. Duke, like, shaking hands, and they're, like, tapping their fingers on each other's wrists. And you're like, huh, what's this?
Secret little handshake.
And then, the guy that had the bomb, what was his name?
It's Felix, isn't it?
The guy
was
that
it Ivan,
you know those?
No, Ivan,
oh,
the guy
okay.
who gave him the
Walker?
C4.
Walker.
Yeah, him. He said that he,
no, not Walker. He watches Flip shaking people's hands, and he's like,
he knows him.
Yeah, he's like, he's a cop.
He
knows his name. Yeah, he's arrested him, and
he was on the cover.
And he's like, he's a Jew. Yeah, he's like, he's a Jewish. And they're like, what? Jew. Felix is like,
he's a Jewish.
He's a Jewish.
Sorry.
He's a Jewish.
He's a Jew.
He's a Jew.
Guys.
Yeah. Well, he is Jewish, yeah.
And then Felix doesn't actually really say much.
Yeah, because Felix has worked out now, so he's like,
He tells Felix, but Felix is like, should we tell everyone? And Felix is like, no, we'll wait for the right time.
Yeah.
And then we're all having this big dinner party.
The big meal, yeah.
And then Flip says something to I hear that you know, what's his name? He's like, I don't think so.
Felix says to Flip, Flip's like, I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, we've definitely met. And he's like, huh. And then he's like, do you not remember when you arrested them, Flip? And you go, but at that same time, Felix gets a phone call because his wife's like gone.
She went. She's went to the protest.
She's got a mission.
But she's called him saying that can't do it.
There's so many cops.
So many police, and he's like, screw plan B.
Yeah.
And then that's where he's like, we have to go. We'll talk about this later. To Flip. Yeah. And when he leaves,
which was like they've obviously worked out who he is for them. So for them to walk away from that, it must be a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then David Duke's like to Flip. He's like, do you know what they're talking about? He says, yeah, I think I must have met him in prison.
Yeah, that was my nickname or something in prison.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, good comeback, Flip.
And then also though, Ron, we missed out. Ron left to go after the wife, Felix's wife.
Yeah.
When she left.
Mhm. He's like, this is a bit suspicious.
Because he knew something was going to go down, yeah.
Yeah.
Very crafty.
So she goes to Patrice's house and tries to put the bomb, or what is it called?
C4.
Into the letterbox, but it's too big.
The box is too big.
Yeah.
That's plan B, was just to go straight to her house and kill her. She's the leader of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So when she opens her mailbox, it'll explode. But she is not able to fit it in the box, so she's like, well, what do I do now?
A little beetle.
As that happens, though, she pulls up in her little car.
Mm-hmm.
And they go into the house, and she like runs away. So then she runs around and puts the bomb under her car.
Under Patrice's car, and as she's walking away, Ron then pulls up, chase after her, and he like tackles her to the ground. And as that happened, like she's screaming and that, and then police turn up, and then tell Ron to get on the ground because he's black.
They think he's attacking her.
Clothes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm undercover, and he's like, read some ID. Can I just get my ID out? And he's like, no, put your hands on the ground.
Yeah, and she's like screaming. She's like, a black man just beat me up. He was trying to rape me, and you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Is he using yourself? Don't think so.
It's like, yeah. She was a Karen. As they're called now, she was that in like the late 70s.
Yeah, can I speak to the manager? Absolutely. Her. That's her all over.
Yeah, literally.
You've got her. He'll nail her dead on, Craig. That's exactly
it. That's who she is.
Karen. And okay. Felix is a Chad.
He thinks he is, but he's not.
Nah, Felix is a Kyle. You know the ones that just like drink tons of Monster Energy, like smash holes in walls and that for no reason.
There's no reason for it.
They just do it.
He is a Kyle, yeah.
The real Ron, he's a Chad.
Yeah. He is a Chad.
So Chad.
Then Felix pulls up beside Patrice's car because he's thinking, oh, the bomb's in the letterbox.
He pulls up with Ivan.
Yeah, and they got the detonator in their hand.
And another guy. Yeah, I mean, they see that as the whole scuffle's going on, with the police officer like trying to arrest Ron, like, and he sees his wife's getting pinned down, he just detonates the bomb.
Yeah.
And it's just like, was right next to them.
He parked right next to the car. So it just wipes them.
Boom.
And at the same time, Patrice comes outside.
Like,
no!
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes sense because it was a bit
Patrice comes outside and then Flip comes as well and he's like, he's undercover cop, idiots.
Yeah.
And then they all apologize.
I love that. I was like, yes, Flip.
They're
like,
him.
He's a cop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Kills Felix, Ivanhoe, and Walker.
Yeah.
And Connie is left, like, scared.
So he literally, like, wiped out, like, half of that chapter.
Yeah, in a one-er. Well, they wiped themselves out, to be fair.
Yeah, they just wiped themselves out.
So, it has the wrong... So, Ron's done it. He's completed it. He's completed his mission. He infiltrated the clan and then averted a catastrophe.
Yeah.
And then still saved what is now his girlfriend. So he goes out for dinner with Patrice.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Andy Landers comes, the racist cop from the start.
Yeah.
And he comes and, like, sits and messes with them. He's sitting, like, saying racist things to them. And then they bring up the incident where he was, like, messing around. He's like, well, I was just... you know what it's like? I just do whatever I want, really. Just...
He's like, I control you people in this town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can do whatever I want. I can get away with whatever
I
want.
I can kill you if I want and no one will do anything.
Yeah.
I can kill you right here and no one will say anything. And then he turns out he was, like, wearing a wire. So, like, he recorded everything he says.
Busted!
And then the boss jumps out and is like, gotcha, boy.
Gotcha,
well, boy.
He gets arrested.
Got rid of the racist in the the police dudes
in the house. Yes.
So then this is, like, quite a funny bit where Ron phones David Duke again.
Yeah.
What do you do it?
Wait, but just before that, the chief's like, I want you to, like, get rid of every single bit of it, of the investigation. Yeah. I don't want anybody to find this.
Which is sad, but to be honest, because at that time there've been Ku Klux Klan members who were high up in the police force.
Yeah. They might have tried to, like, bend it and make it look another way.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of people could have gotten a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Craig, do you want to talk about this next bit?
Yeah, so then he turns to that, and then it cuts to Ron phoning David Duke one last time. Like, it's over. The case is over at this point, so he's like, right, can I have a laugh? So he phones David Duke, and then David Duke earlier was saying he can tell that Ron isn't black because of the way he talks.
The talks black, properly, like,
yeah,
enunciates
black people, words. Like, are hard on their R's or something, that's what he says.
Yeah.
So he knows that Ron isn't black, even though obviously he is. So then Ron's, like, talking all, like how he's been talking to David the whole time, like, being all racist and that, and then halfway through he just starts, like, talking and jive.
Well, he's like, have you ever got the name of the detective that was doing it? And then he's like, no. And then he's like, Ara Yashura?
Yeah.
Ara Yashura?
And then he's like, oh my gosh.
So it's a bit of a...
He realises he's just been absolutely muggled.
Yeah.
He's got muggled. Come here, level, you mug.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's all quite happy, but then it cuts to the footage, like, the actual footage of Charlottesville, the riots. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a riot at first. It was just a protest.
It was a protest, but it turned into a riot.
It was like it was neo-Nazis protest, like, kind of having a meet-up, and then obviously people turned out to be a counter-protest to that, which turned into a riot.
Yeah.
Turned into a riot. Yeah, cause I remember the guy drove his car.
That's what it culminated in. Yeah, with a woman,
like,
dying.
That was so scary.
And then at the end of this film's dedicated to that woman who died.
Yeah. Nice.
It came out a year after she died, on an anniversary of her death.
If you look at, shows during that speech, David Duke is there.
Yeah.
He does a speech. He's doing a speech there. With, like, and he's wearing, like, a Trump,
Make America Great Again.
Yeah, when was Trump elected? 2018?
2016.
So, yeah, he was wearing a Trump hat, Make America Great Again. Not looking, not very great. For his PR team, probably haven't.
It's all intercutting with, like, all the. Well, that's his brand. He doesn't care. Famously, he referred to the people who in Charlottesville, the Nazis, as very fine people.
Yeah. Obviously he's a massive racist, but I imagine his PR team would have loved it to see ex-leader of the Ku Klux Klan wearing his wearing his stuff.
But he won, so
yeah, he won anyway. Well done, America.
He'd already won at that point, but
yeah.
That's why they felt so like. Well, that's why these kind of things started springing up, because people felt like they can come out and do whatever they want now.
Yeah,
there's no like, because like in the White House
he won. The racists feel like they can come out.
Yeah.
They don't have to hide anymore.
It's mad. And yeah, it has the actual footage of the guy driving through a crowd of people, hitting lots of people and killing one.
Actually mad. Wait, so why
Heather,
did they
Heather
drive
Hare,
through?
That's her name. Because it was a racist person who hated black people.
He did like all these people who protested, come to protest against it.
Oh my god.
And he just drove through them all.
To kill them. To try and kill as many as possible, but kill one. Which obviously, Heather Hainer.
The one person he killed was a white woman.
Yeah, white woman.
Yeah.
Mad.
And that's like, the very last shot is of an American flag upside down, which is like a big massive symbol of like.
It shows how wrong America is.
Well, it's a big no-no in America, because they have a big like, thing about their flag and all that kind of stuff, but it's a big no-no to have it upside down. It's like desecration,
it's
which is like
black
like,
and white as well.
Yeah, which are like there's the whole point of the film is like America is broken.
Yeah,
so like that's why I'm desecrating it, because I don't like it.
Yeah,
wow.
That's my favorite part of the whole film is the Charlottesville montage at the end, just to like really hammer home that, because it's like you get the impression weren't the 70s crazy?
Yeah,
like it's no different now.
It's still exactly the same now.
Yeah.
Even people like David Duke, you know, he's still doing speeches and that.
Exactly. It's mad. But he's not the leader of the clan anymore, but he's still like a big figure in this, in these circles.
Yeah.
Very sad. It's a good, really good film though.
Yeah. I loved how it showed like real life clips at the end. Like it just makes it more reality.
It really ties it all together.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, it's upsetting watching it, because obviously the film has like humorous bits throughout it, but then like,
and
like some of the racism at the end, some of the racism throughout, it's kind of like also over the top. It's like laughable, but then obviously at the end, it's like no, this is real.
Yeah, like people are actually like that.
People died for this.
Yeah.
People continue to die for this. Obviously, like this is like in light of the stuff that happened this year as well. The start of this year, like obviously, like the Black Lives Matter movement has like never been more of a at the forefront of everyone's mind.
Yeah.
It's mad.
Maybe.
Right, so what do you guys think of the film then?
Really, really good, to be fair. Really good film.
Like, because you know how, like, the last film we watched, we were saying about how, like, some of the music and that didn't really fit, but this one, just everything fitted so well.
Basically a good time era of the 70s. Good style, and it was filmed very well to feel like it was actually in the 70s. Music and the cool
there was nothing like dragged out, like you didn't feel like there was anything that was unnecessary.
No, not at all. It was like apparently there was absolutely zero deleted scenes from this film. Everything that was used was
really?
Used.
Right.
Yeah.
That's successful.
Very cool. Wait, do you want to do our ratings?
Yeah.
Who's going first?
Who's yours? What's your film?
I'll give it a 9.7.
Oh my god, you're really generous. That's your second 9.7 of the past month.
I would say it's just a really good, there's nothing wrong with it at all. It's just not the best film ever made though, but it's just a really good film. I'm not saying it's a bad film, it's just not the best film ever made. Nothing, it's not doing anything wrong.
What do you think, Louise?
I'll give it a 9.
A 9? Goodness gracious, dude. I'm going to give this one a 9. No.
9.2.
That's fair.
Nice.
That's like the highest film, greatest film we've ever done, I think.
My goodness, yeah. It was a good film.
It is a really good film. I've never heard never seen a bad review for it.
No, yeah, definitely not. I've seen it like 3 times and like it's good. It's just good every time.
Yeah.
Never gets old, that boy, does he? Oh, no.
Wow.
And obviously, John David Washington, who's the main character, he's in the film coming out this year, the new Christopher Nolan film called Tenet.
Didn't know that.
So, well, like that's the film that was meant to come out like 3 months ago, but obviously they didn't happen for some really little reason.
They say they kind of have to do a film where Denzel Washington and his son are together.
If it's a father and son, Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll do a body switch one.
Yeah, totally.
Do it like a Will Smith and Jaden Smith, but to make it a good film.
Okay.
Yeah, After Earth.
Yeah, After Earth was awful, apparently.
Was it?
Never seen it.
I've never seen it, but apparently the reviews were for awful.
Mm. Right, so is that going to do it this time, guys?
Yes, I.
Oh my god, guys, didn't see you there. Silly me. What am I like?
Oh, hey, guys, a long time no see.
Hiya.
Oh, hey. Oh, look, little bit of a letter here. This one comes in via smoke signal. This one is from me.
Okay.
Hello, me. A beautiful name.
Hello, me.
Hello, me. Hello, me fries.
Yes.
This question is, tell me all about what it's like when you sleep. Are you sleep on? Do you have lots of dreams when you sleep?
Yeah,
more nightmares than dreams?
Dream.
I'm more nightmares than dreams.
Towards it just varies if I'm stressed or not.
Yeah. I never remember my actual dreams. I remember nightmares.
I honestly, I have like a vivid dream basically every single night.
Must be nice. Most of the time I just hit the pillow and wake up and I'm like, that was 8 hours.
That was what?
That's what, it's some. That's something so bad about dreams, is it? But I'm so good at having lucid dreams now.
I'm not.
I can control dreams, but not when I'm in a deep sleep. Like, you know, like you wake up, then you might go to the toilet, and you come back to bed.
Yeah, then you continue.
Yeah, I can go back into a dream I was in, but this time I have control of it.
I can do like, that, but I don't think I have control.
And it's so weird. Like I can come out the dream whenever I want. But I don't, and I can choose to keep it going.
The trick is, if you're in a dream and you want to wake up, you fall backwards.
Oh.
Mm.
That's the trick. That's my trick. What about how many pillows you sleep with?
One.
Two.
I have to be one.
I've got one thick one.
I've got three, actually.
Three thin ones, or like three thick ones? Are you sitting upright?
No. I've got two thin ones and one that's a bit more.
I can't do that. It's got to be one pillow for me. What side do you sleep on?
The right.
Same.
The left.
Sleep on the right shoulder.
Ooh.
No, sorry. No, I sleep on the left side of the bed. I mean, sorry. In a double bed.
I sleep on the right side of the bed because I have to have my arms going off the bed.
I'm next to the door, so if someone breaks in, I can go, karate!
Yeah. Bye!
I also need to be on the edge. If a bed's against the wall, I need to be on the edge because I need to be able to drink water. It's so weird. If I know I don't have immediate access to water, I'm so thirsty. Like, lips dry, nothing.
That's actually, if you don't have a toilet and you're called Diane, then you need the toilet.
But honestly, but when there's a bottle of water there and I know I can drink it, I'm fine. Not even thirsty at all.
Yeah.
Now that's a wild time. I always have a lot of water before I go to bed. I like drinking a lot of water.
I drink a whole bottle before I go to sleep. Every single night.
That's how the Native Americans used to do it, so they could wake up early.
Really?
Before you go to bed, drink like 27 glasses of water and you'll wake up real early.
No, it is quite good because it encourages you to get up when you wake up. Yeah.
Get up and live your life.
But I'll go to sleep and wake up on the same position.
I'll go to sleep and wake up on the same
minute.
I know
what to do.
Wow.
I definitely don't. I'm a wriggler. I'm a wriggler and a squiggler.
A wriggler.
A wriggler.
I'm like the Riddler, but I call it the wriggler.
You're Batman's greatest nemesis.
You spend wriggler.
You move around. Move around.
You can't stop wriggling. I'm wriggling. Poppy hates it though because I just can't sit still.
The wriggler.
The wriggler.
Right. I've got a question.
I have a question. Sorry. No question. That's part of my other question. See, when you're like, if you get up, can you go back to sleep, or are you like,
I can.
No.
I can.
No way.
If I get up, I'm like awake.
Yeah,
if I wake up, I'm like awake.
I can sleep anytime.
Mum will come into my room at like 8 o'clock and she'll go, let's go back to sleep. I'm like, right. Well, because said that doesn't mean I'm gonna.
What was your question then, Craig?
Right, guys, got a message from Bebo here. This is from Colonel Sanders on Beeble.
Okay.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
He goes, right, guys, would you rather go to the bottom of the ocean or go into space? Like, because mind you, no one's been to the bottom of the ocean.
The bottom of the ocean.
There's nothing in space. Where am I going to go in space?
Somewhere in space no one's been before.
So, like, an empty space?
Anywhere.
Okay. Probably the ocean, because then I could still go home in the same week instead of having to spend my whole life going to the space.
I would also go bottom ocean because, like, we've only discovered, like, 70% of sea creatures.
And we'd find some cool...
Oh, have you seen the submarine footage of the giant squid?
No.
Oh, it's terrible. It was like an alien. It's huge.
I'm
going to
search it.
It's so huge. And it's just staring at them, though. Like, it doesn't move. It, like, freezes. And now, obviously, because they've went so deep, it's never seen anything, like, never seen anything like this before. This giant squid. But it's, like, bigger than the submarines, just staring at them.
What, from 2013?
I'll find it. I think it's 2019. It's quite recent.
Okay, so then... What about you, Louise? You got any question while
we
do this?
Yeah. So, my first question is, do you guys think that super glue would stick to a non-stick pan?
What? Yes. Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Sean,
what do you think, Louise?
I thought you said no last time.
That's a yes.
Okay. I think yes. The end. My second question. You go.
Do you think you'd ever, if you gave me £50, would you eat a stick of glue, like a Pritt stick?
£50.
£50, you eat a whole sick Pritt stick.
No, I'd do it for way more than that.
Would you not die from that?
Probably.
I wouldn't die from it. I don't know about you.
Because eating it.
I've got a gut of steel.
My second question is, what is the best concert you've ever been to?
Oh, it must be the concert of my dreams.
Yep. Okay.
I would say the best concert I've ever been to. Good question.
Yes, pick one.
I've never been to one.
I would say Mac DeMarco then. That was quite good. The first time. Second time. Second time
is
better.
Is his family in the Mafia?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not his real name, that's his stage name.
Oh, right. Right, Craig?
What are you, Louise?
Oh. Well, I think... probably Catfish and the Bottlemen.
I've seen them, aye? Oh,
yeah,
aye.
They're very good.
I've actually been to two. I'll say my favourite.
Okay.
Go then.
Louise Swanston.
Oh, yeah! My God!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
No, Craig, what one have you actually been
to? Nah, Post One was quite good, to be fair.
Was it? Yeah. Post Malone.
And that weekend, that was quite good.
Oh yeah. Did you not go to that with Kurt?
No, Poppy. Oh. Just went to it on the weekend.
Aha. Good one. And that's
on the day for my birthday.
Guys,
in 2016.
Are we throwback?
Or 2017.
Are we throwback to the squid thing from earlier? The picture I found the picture of Tom was on the Daily Mail. It's 26 feet long. And it's like it's just mental,
that's
guys.
Like, that's like as tall as me.
My God.
It's like the size of like a giant tower.
Of a building.
My God.
Pretty big, like. Right. So I'm just curious, guys. What have you been up to this week? That's right, catch up time, baby. Catch up time.
Here we go.
Sure, go.
Okay, so this week, headline news: Betsy, Betsy, yay! Betsy, Betsy, get me Betsy.
Woo!
I got a little dog called Betsy. If you're interested in going, seeing what she looks like, head over to Instagram, go on Baby Betsy Boop. That's her Instagram name.
I found out myself that she had an Instagram. It got recommended to me.
That's funny.
I'm so shocked, that's it.
She's very cute. I've had a lot of great feedback. It's actually not my Instagram, it's Poppy's project. But
she's very
loving
cute.
It. It's part of the podcast family and also my actual family.
Yes.
She's so cute. She's a Frenchie, in case you're interested. She's 4 years old. And she's so cool.
She's amazing.
She's
I've not
mini.
Met her, but I'm sure she's amazing.
You've no met her yet.
I'm really excited to see her. And she's going to be, I guess, on the podcast eventually.
Well, yeah.
Well, yes. Now that's very good. So apart from that, not been up to much really, to be honest. I've just been working quite a lot.
Sean, we've got a Warzone win.
Oh, that's true, we got a Warzone win. I'm actually on 13 wins now, guys. Positive KD as well. Nae bad, like.
Good stuff.
So it's just been like, I'm really enjoying Warzone at the moment. I finished The Last of Us. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You finished it yet, Craig?
Yeah, I finished it. You think it's better or worse than the first one?
I think it's better.
I didn't. But I still enjoyed it, though.
We can talk about it after. Yeah. Okay, so then, what about you, Craig? What have you been up to?
Right, guys. Back to work. So I went back to work, done some shifts. First shift was not the best. The second one was a bit more, just a bit better. I also got to go home early, second shift, but I...
A bit of banter.
No, I asked people what to play games. Yeah, I taught them other games I did in my last work, so it was fun. We played like the alphabet game and that. It was good fun.
Does it mean the car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, is this just good to win your work?
Pass his time.
Yeah. Been playing some Warzone. Been playing this new, the free game of the month.
Fall Guys.
Good fun.
Yeah, I was playing that as well.
I've won one game of it. It's quite cute. Be fair, my guy's a little chicken.
A little chicken.
It's very cute. It's like an obstacle course. It's like Total Wipeout, at least.
Yeah, Total Wipeout,
oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
It's good fun. What else have I been doing? Went out to the pub yesterday. Had some fun doing that. And I might go and play some basketball later on if the weather
holds up. Shoot some hoops. Is LeBron going?
Weisha's known as LeBron on this part of Dundee.
LeBron James.
Oh, love it, lads. Right, what were you, Louise? What have you been up to?
Well, last Saturday, me and Evan went and played... No, not last Friday. Me and Evan went and played some crazy golf.
Ooh, it was...
Getting crazy now, weren't you?
Evan, sadly.
Evan's quite good at crazy golf. Remember that Center Parks?
Yeah, but so am I.
Yeah.
I got two holes in one.
Oh,
damn.
Evan got one as well, but...
but there.
Not quite two, is it? So.
And then on Monday, we went... Oh, no, Saturday, I got severely burnt, so I was bedbound for, like, 2 days, because I actually couldn't move.
Wow, did you fall into some lava?
I actually dipped myself in lava. Nah, I was in the garden for 4 hours when it was scorching, and I made
not a good move.
No. So yeah, and then on Monday, me and Evan went on a night away to a hotel in North Queensferry.
Queensferry?
Was lovely. And so then on Thursday, went to the pub for Abby's birthday. That was the first time going to a pub.
Did you get drunk?
No, I had 2 drinks.
Why?
Are you crunk then?
Because I'm literally poor.
Literally poor? not metaphysically, but I'm literally
poor. What pub did you go to, Spoons?
No, we just went to one, like, local one, where I was based.
Yeah. Right, that's a really cool, guys. Cool adventure we are on Valentine's. I really like to find all about your bedtime.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, quick apology for all updates getting delayed. I have got a temporary work schedule where I'm not going to be able to record on Thursdays, but only for 2 more episodes, so I might come out late or early. I don't know.
Okay.
It won't come early. I'll put it out on the normal time if we do it early.
Yeah. So if there's any delays, send the abuse to me.
Head over to the Instagram. All we do is chat. That's not that one.
Sean, you do this every single time.
It sounds like you're doing it on purpose, though, just to give it a plug.
Oh, I did not mean that at all.
And then Swanson _ chat room on Instagram, and also Baby Betsy Boop on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's the main one. I have to plug that, of course.
Yes.
Baby Betsy Boop.
And if you want to email, it's swansonpodcast@outlook.com. Please send your emails in. Very interested to hear. That's about it for today, guys. Can't wait for next week. What are we doing next week, Louise?
Ooh,
episode 30.
So, basically, because it's episode 30, we're thinking, right, time for another trilogy.
Ooh!
Why?
What trilogy are we doing, Louise?
Here we go. Next week, we're going to do Back to the Future. Da, 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 da. Nice.
Amazing.
We have to go back.
Marty, we gotta go back.
I've not seen these in ages, like years.
Nah, that can't be true. You must have seen them. I've not. These are absolute bangers.
I watched the first one like a couple weeks, like a month ago, but I'll watch, happily watch
class.
Again.
Second one's class as well. And if you worked out the formula of how we do these trilogies, you'll be able to tell when the episodes are going to come out.
Yeah.
Hey guys, so we've had for you, dropping you any questions about the future, so surely someone's must have seen it. If you haven't seen it, go and have a wee look in the mirror. Have a talk to yourself about that.
Go on, rectify that. Send in an email after you've seen it.
Yeah.
See you guys. This has been a really good episode, guys. Yeah. Sorry it's a bit late this week. Catch you later.
Bye. Bye.